Welcome to Brattleboro's Town Matters Podcast. This podcast is a brief update on what is happening in Brattleboro Town Government. I'm your host, Town Manager John Potter, broadcasting from the BCTV studios in Brattleboro, Vermont. Today, we're going to look back at what happened at the March 5th Brattleboro Select Board meeting, and then we'll do a review of the agenda for the upcoming special meeting on Thursday, March 21st. The board met on March 5th, and this is what happened. They approved six items on the consent agenda, an $18,500 contract to Team Awesome Property Service for maintenance services at the cemeteries this summer, a $100,000 contract to SLR for consultant services, funded largely by a Better Connections grant, to develop a safety study, corridor plan, and stormwater master plan for Canal Street from Main Street to Exit 1. They approved an annual entertainment license for Rebop Farm and a parade permit for the Humane Society's annual Walk for Animals that will take place on Saturday, October 12th. Finally, they authorized the town to put in for a U.S. Treasury Capital Projects Fund for Libraries grant to potentially improve ADA accessibility, develop outdoor programming space, address essential repairs, and support continuity of operations during an emergency at Brooks Memorial Library. Under new business, Brattleboro's legislative delegation joined the meeting. Representative Molly Burke, Emily Kornheiser, and Tristan Tolino, as well as Senators Wendy Harrison and Nader Hashim. They addressed the priorities that the town shared with the legislative delegation back in November, I believe. There was a robust conversation on all of those issues, including affordable and middle-income housing, public safety, mental health crisis response, and drug addiction and treatment, and the legislators updated the select board on bills that are pending in the Vermont legislature. Next item on the agenda was Jim Baker, a consultant to the governor's public safety enhancement team, gave the select board an update on his project regarding public safety and public health in Brattleboro, as well as discussing several next steps that that project is taking. Finally, the board made committee appointments for five applicants for five positions on Arts Committee, Cemetery Committee, Citizen Police Communications Committee, and on to the Energy Committee. The next select board meeting is a special meeting scheduled for Thursday, March 21st at 6:15 in the select board meeting room at 230 Main Street. So that is a special meeting because it will not be on the Tuesday of that week, which would be their regular meeting, because of a conflict with a school board meeting. This is what will be on the agenda March 21st. On consent, there are five items: an annual entertainment license for the Latches Corporation and an annual entertainment license for Latches Arts. There is an item for reappointment of the health officer, the town health officer, an item on farm tax stabilization, extending contracts for that, and also a parade permit. Those are the five items on consent. Under new business, consultants who've been working on the Living Memorial Park swimming pool concepts will be presenting some of their early findings on what could be the future for that pool. Next, there will be an update on the Wyndham Regional Commission with an annual report from the town's representatives to that commission to the select board. The select board will then consider appointment of town representatives for the upcoming year, and there also will be a request for the board to consider an additional appointment to the Wyndham Regional Commission's Transportation Committee. After that, the board will consider a transfer from the general fund to the capital projects fund to cover the ARPA budget that they approved in January. After that, the board will consider several issues regarding the revolving loan fund. They will consider annual funding for BDCC SEVIDs. They will consider a set-aside for a housing fund. They will consider a set-aside for town-owned land pre-development costs. And they will consider returning previous set-aside balances to general use in that revolving loan fund. And that is March 21st. I have a couple of announcements. announcements. The Brattleboro Police Department will be holding a rabies clinic on Saturday, March 16th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Brattleboro Police Station located at 62 Black Mountain Road. Registration for the rabies clinic is not required, and the event is open to Brattleboro residents and non-Brattleboro residents alike. The rabies vaccine will cost $15 per animal and cash only, please. In addition to the rabies clinic, there will be a variety of services available, including dog licensing, microchipping, and child safety seat installations. Visit brattleboro.gov for a complete list of services and costs. The Brattleboro Recreation and Parks Department will be hosting its annual egg hunt on Saturday, March 30th at Living Memorial Park. This egg hunt event will begin at 9:30 a.m. for children ages 4 and under. A second round for children ages 5 and older will begin at 9:45. This event is free. Annual Representative Town Meeting is happening on Saturday, March 23rd, starting at 8:30 a.m. at the Brattleboro Union High School Gym. Visit brattleboro.gov and check the news section for relevant documents and a link to the FY25 budget project page. Brattleboro Community TV will be broadcasting the meeting live. Watch on Comcast Channel 1079, BCTV's YouTube channel, or their channel stream on brattleborotv.org. So there's your update on what is happening in town government in Brattleboro. Please reach out at townmatters@brattleboro.gov if you have any suggestions or want to discuss anything further. Appreciate all of you listeners, and tune in again soon.